I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World, offspring of political leaders who also become leaders. The U.S. is no stranger to that. George W. Bush comes to mind. Same could happen in Peru, which has the first round of its presidential elections this Sunday. Keiko Fujimori, daughter of former President Alberto Fujimori. Right now, he's sitting in jail for rampant corruption during his tenure as Peru's head of state. But Keiko is a favorite in Peru's election. Reporter Simeon Tagle is in Peru. So with elections on Sunday, what's the mood, Simeon?
Well, I think it's fair to say that Peru right now is rather divided. Keiko Fujimori has the support of around 1 in 3 voters, but she also has very high negatives. At least half of all Peruvians say they would never vote for a Fujimori, and that's because of the legacy of her father. On the one hand, he's credited with ending the civil war started by the Maoist Shining Path rebel group. That civil war killed nearly 70,000 people. He also inherited, when he was elected in 1990, an economic crisis that included inflation of 12,000%.
But the methods 12,000%.
Basically, people were spending their money literally as soon as they had it. If you received your pay in the morning, you wanted to spend it that morning, not even wait till the afternoon. But on the other hand, the methods he used and the corruption of his government is really something that many Peruvians just find, even 20 years on, it's something that boggles the mind. $600 million of public money disappeared while he was president. He also engaged in serial human rights abuses, including ordering death squads to carry out extrajudicial killings of terrorist suspects, some of whom turned out not to be related to Sendero Luminoso, the Shining Path, at all, and one of whom was an 8-year-old boy. So he's currently in jail for 25 years, and many Peruvians, wonder why on earth would you want someone with that kind of pedigree, the daughter of that kind of president, back in power.
I mean, what is the appeal of her, given that her father had this epic fall from grace?
Keiko Fujimori has been trying to soften the image, and she's talked about not repeating the errors of her father's government. She's also said that corruption attacked his government. She sticks to the script. She also keeps the media at bay, hasn't given any interviews to foreign journalists. But really, her appeal is really based on her surname. I mean, if it wasn't for that surname, I doubt she'd be running for president at all, never mind leading the polls.
Has enough time passed that the daughter of Fujimori gets a pass now?
For some Peruvians, yes. I think it's also interesting, though, that there is a hardcore of Fujimori support, or Fujimoristas, which is maybe 20% of the population that were always going to vote for her. They've just never accepted the negative part of the Fujimori legacy. What I think has happened over time, though, is that she's then built on that another 10-15% of people who either have fading memories or are young enough that they don't have memories at all of the 1990s. And she's done that really through this, repositioning ideologically of her party.
If Keiko Fujimori becomes president, will she free her father, who's now in prison?
She has said she won't, and I think politically she needed to say she won't, because that's a red line for a lot of voters that they just won't cross. An awful lot of voters just simply don't believe that. They expect her to do it, and the question for them is really, is she going to do it as soon as she becomes president, if she becomes president? If not, I mean, how long will she wait? I mean, he's got almost, I think it's something like another 17 or 18 years of jail time to serve. Mm. He's 77 as well, by the way. One possibility is that she does some kind of fudge and decides to pardon him on humanitarian reasons, saying that he's in ill health.
Right.
I think that's a possibility.
I suspect you'll be out taking the pulse of things on Sunday. Is turnout expected to be high?
Well, it has to be, because voting is compulsory here.
Mm.
So there's always a very high percentage of people who vote.
Reporter Simeon Tagle speaking with me from Lima, Peru. Have a great weekend. Thanks.
Thank you, Marco.